producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Ukraine, and they actually had something on the positive side, if you will, that happened earlier this week. So we're going to chat with Luke Vargas from the UN on that. The one thing that seems to be getting lost, although we're going to push to keep making sure it stays on the front burner, is what's going on with the VA. I know too many people affected by things that have happened at the VA. And frankly, anybody who serves should be able to rely on the VA for health care. Or if not the VA, if it's not the right kind of health care, if it's a mess, then carte blanche, private health care, all covered. Really, it should be that way. How can you go and fight and deploy, especially in a voluntary military, come back and be worried about, of course, many things, but also be worried about how are you going to get the treatment that you need? So here's the latest. The Senate is talking about, you know, confirmation hearings for the new secretary nominee, who is Robert McDonnell. And Senator Tom Coburn says, really, there's a bigger concern, and it's the amount of money that's been requested to help veterans get the medical care at non-VA facilities. The Congressional Budget Office says that providing the care would cost about $54 billion. That's their estimate anyway. They worked on a bipartisan bill, Congress did, to speed up the care because of the scandal that was going on. While veterans were delayed, had delayed care, they were put on secret waiting lists, and we already know the story where some died. It's terrible. And they have definite evidence of that now at this point. So Coburn is a guy who's retiring from the Senate this year, but he's known for something I absolutely love and will miss from him, the annual report on waste and fraud in government. He says the VA budget has increased 60% over the last 4 years. So the problem isn't money, but it's a problem of accountability, efficiency, and hard work. And he says that the $54 billion isn't anywhere close to accurate. And he says, look, as an accountant and a doctor, it's ludicrous. And he wouldn't vote for any bill that adds another dollar to the VA that isn't offset from somewhere in the government. At first, when I heard the story and I was listening to what Tom Coburn was saying, it didn't make sense to me, but now it completely makes sense to me. He says exactly what we're saying. It's the whole accountability, and he's right, the efficiency thing, because they're bilking. The people that set up the double list and all of that, they were bilking all of us, really, for the money. And so that's part of the problem. When you look at the pie and figure out, okay, where are we going to pull this money from? He's right, there was money that easily could have been utilized, but wasn't. And it really is more than anything accountability and definitely hard work. The numbers don't add up. But I still think, regardless of that, I still think that we have to do everything we can to get our veterans the kind of care they need. I mean, it's just inexcusable how somebody with a good conscience, a clear conscience, could actually be worried about getting $8,000-$9,000 extra while people are dying on a second list. You know, there's a word for that, but we're not going to use it on this show. I mean, it's brutal. It is. So something has to happen now. Not tomorrow, not the next day, now. Now it has to happen. And frankly, I think if you wanted the whole overhaul thing, the $54 billion, actually, he's saying it wouldn't be close to accurate. He's saying it exceeds. I think it wouldn't be enough for some of the things that have happened. But trying to unravel that mystery would take too long. Get them the help now, whatever it takes. We move from what I think is a very serious thing to what is a crazy, wild thing. I've maybe 2-3 years ago, I went to a place called Schlitterbahn, and they have, supposedly they had the world's biggest water slide then, but now they're being challenged. You know, it's always about bigger, badder, better, and it is the summertime. So I wanted to mention this because I just read a thing on this. There is the world's tallest water slide now that is opening at Schlitterbahn, but not in Schlitterbahn in the great state of Texas. It's Kansas City. They have a water park there. Check this out. Would you ride down the 17 stories, 168-foot tall ride? It was supposed to open, I guess, in May, but they pushed it back because they had to test it and fix some problems with it. And now it's opened. It's going to be open, and it's called Verrückt. Do you like that? Verrückt, which means insane. It's a German word for insane. And it's been certified as the world's tallest water slide, according to the record keepers. And who are the record keepers? The Guinness World Book of Records, right? So if you're going to ride on this ride, you have to climb 264 steps to get to the top of it. Then you go barreling down on a three-person raft, 60 miles an hour down a steep ramp, back up a 55-foot hill. One of the first people to actually take a test run down the slide said it was terrifying. Oh, that's scary. Terrifying and terrific. It was Kansas City's mayor, Mark Holland. And I saw some of the pictures of it, and I have to say, I think it looks terrifying. I mean, the drop is just so brutal. It's like a roller coaster, but only you're in a raft. Would you do that thrill? I mean, would you do it at this point? We just had that roller coaster that got stuck earlier in the week, and the people that were kind of upside down as they were trying to rescue them. But this isn't that kind of a ride. If something happened on the ride, I mean, it's got netting and it's enclosed and they can control people going down it. So if they fell out of it, I think you still would be okay. And they tested it. But just your stomach. I mean, could your stomach make it going all the way down? Climbing all the way up and then going all the way down that ride. That's probably why he said it was terrifying and terrific at the same time, because of the, you know, ultimately the way you feel when you're out of control at 60 miles an hour. All I can say to that is that's a big wow. I call them wow moments. That's a huge wow, man. All right, one last one just for giggles. I'm going to throw this in here. You know, a nation obsessed with weight and obesity and everything else and what we're eating and the size of our sodas. Remember the whole Bloomberg thing in New York? How about J. Crew? You've heard of J. Crew. It's a clothing store. They now have ultra-small clothing. I thought I was misunderstanding this. The introduction of a new size. You know what the size is? 000. Or, as they like to call it, extra, extra, extra small. Oh, man. With young girls facing that whole thing that they face about weight, the problems of adolescence and how tough it is, the size thing. Can you imagine? I don't know. Is anyone listening to me that can squeeze into an extra, extra small? If you can, I'm telling you, more power to you, I guess. I hope you're healthy, but that's crazy. So they are getting a backlash over it, and I guess it's not surprising. And the reason the backlash is because just of what it implies, I suppose. Ugh, only in America, eh? Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're talking about the Ukraine and some other things with Luke Vargas here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Between Marco Rubio and Hillary Clinton. We're going to get into the politics of that in just a few minutes here on America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. We're going to talk about the Planet of the Apes, too, when we do our You Wouldn't Believe the Numbers segment, you know. They're off the charts. They're off the charts. We can count, and boy, can they count the do-re-mi at the box office. That's in our next hour. So needless to say, there is something about the Planet of the Apes, this time the Dawn of them, a brand new one, and it blew away what they thought the estimates were going to be anyway. Speaking of being blown away, it really looked like it was a wicked game of chess that was stacked against any move the U.S. made to help the Ukraine. Now things are kind of switching around. We talked with Luke Vargas about this just even last week, and I got a note from him today talking about what was happening in the Ukraine, and there is really is a pushback there as to any kind of movement on the ground from Russia at all. Because Putin, I think, which we said in the beginning, is looking for a reason to step in to whatever city it is that we're talking about, whether it's Donetsk or wherever in the Ukraine, where he can get a little bit of an edge. And remember, is this the World Cup wrapped up on Sunday? And it's interesting because Putin was there in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro, and he was there because Russia has the next World Cup in 2018. So then it makes you think about the Ukraine and, well, with this conflict going in there, does that affect the World Cup at all? Well, it's too far down the line, I think. But the Ukraine's president is saying, you know what, there's definite tension here. So I don't think you can say that it doesn't affect us. It does affect us, because you had the Ukrainian president who watched the World Cup match also in Rio de Janeiro. So he was there as well. And, you know, there's that whole thing, are they going to be alongside each other? Well, not quite side to side. But while that was percolating, there were some interesting things that were happening in the country, including over the weekend, a Ukrainian shell supposedly hit a Russian border town, killed one person, injured two other people, and Putin just released a statement, or really his spokespeople did, that he had grave concern over the incident, and was a statement from the foreign minister also labeled it as a provocation, warning of the possibility of, hey, you know, you do this to us, this is irreversible. So where does the responsibility lie? Because the Ukrainian people are denying that happened. They're not saying, that's not from us. There's nothing to do with us. We didn't, that wasn't a shell from us. And Russia keeps claiming that settlements along its border with the Ukraine, the West and the Kiev say is a key supply route for the rebels, has been hit by Ukrainian fire of all sorts. But no deaths previously were reported. So pretty interesting situation. And Putin is met with the German chancellor, talking about the Ukraine there, because they were both there for the World Cup final. So Putin's putting out his press, saying it's not us, you know, hey, we're worried about this, and you know, it depends on who you believe what happened in that one border town. But I think this conflict will continue to rage in the background. I think it does. I think it continues to have a life of its own. And what happens with the West and where anybody steps in, or if they step in, or if it's just a war of words, which is what it sounds like to me, I think that's pretty much where it stands. By the way, Germany won the World Cup, beating Argentina 1-0. But it wasn't quite that simple. We'll give you the details at the end of this hour, how Germany captured the World Cup. And I'm wondering how many people, raise your hand if you cared about the World Cup. In my life, it was like 50-50. Some people thought it was the best thing ever, and others, boring. Who cares? Of all the sports, if we're ever going to watch any sports, it's not going to be soccer. So I've really found that among my peeps, and probably among all of you in the nooks and crannies, probably 50-50. And maybe you were just watching the U.S., and then once the U.S. was out of it, then you bailed. Once that happened, you were out of there. And I think that more than anything happened. All right, I wanted to mix in a couple of other things as we click along here with some odds and ends, because we spent so much time, remember, talking about the Costa Concordia, that Italian cruise line that flipped over when the captain was driving closer to the shore to take a little wave over to the people, the folks on the island of Giglio, and then it crashed. And it's interesting because it's taken them a long time to raise the boat. And now the whole idea was they would be able to refloat it. And that's happening. July 14th, 2.5 years after it just basically kind of floundered off of the island of Giglio, and all the effort to try to push that up, which they did, and the hunt for people and the craziness of what happened on that boat. It's very, very scary. In January of 2012, 32 of 4,200 people on board were killed. There were a bunch of Americans that narrowly escaped that terrible, terrible cruise, because it was such a freaky, stupid accident. You have a You have, what, 114,000-ton ship with passengers, a pleasure boat, no less, and you're pulling it toward the rocks? It still makes no sense to me. And investigators are actually still looking at it, because now that it's been popped up, there's other things that they say there's that they can be able to see. And it's, I mean, to me, it's just, even when it happened, I thought it was such an incredible story that he would be so stupid to pull it that close in and not be able to move it around. But certainly we've seen other things. I mean, look what happened in Korea. There have been a lot of weird, strange things that have happened with boats listing and captains not paying attention to certain navigational flows that they should be paying attention to on some of these boats. But anyway, the Concordia gets the full refloat. They lifted it up deck by deck. They clear the debris, all that kind of stuff. And once it's completely floated, they say they'll tow it slowly and very carefully because they have to go 150 miles to Genoa. Raising the ship and how long that process takes and all of that, 5 to 6 days to reach Genoa probably. Isn't that crazy? And just for grins, I mean, it's not really grins, but imagine what was in that debris. You know, it's like the Titanic underwater and the fascination with, wow, what have they found of the Titanic personal effects and that kind of stuff? With this wreck, they say they had 24 metric tons of debris. So they had furniture, dishes, of course, food, personal things, ship parts that were recovered from the sea, anything that they could salvage. And Francesco Schettino, who was the captain of the ship that I was mentioning, how he was pulling it closer, is on trial on charges of manslaughter, causing the maritime disaster that I was just talking about, and abandoning the ship with passengers still on board. He denies wrongdoing. I mean, what is it with these captains abandoning ship? It's like the oldest unwritten law, maritime law, that you would never do that anyway. You try to get everybody to safety. So that's going on. There are still people that remains of people that they never found, a handful, distraught families. And now they're going to, like I said, tug this boat away to Genoa. Be wild to be part of that crew. You'd have to be watching every second and have to go so slowly after all of the money, the time, everything that went into pulling this boat and riding it and then having it refloat again. All right, we're going to resurface in three. Stay with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN.
UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure.
GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hopefully you had a restful weekend, my friends, because here we go into another giant week. Let's talk about the polls for a second, shall we? I talk about 2016 all the time here on the show, and we talk with a lot of people out of D.C. every week. What's happening? What do you think? What's the pulse? What are they saying? Especially the Republicans, because I think it's done deal. Hillary Clinton, she's it. She's the nominee, barring something that we don't know about yet. But Marco Rubio, considered one of the top guys on the bench right now for 2016 for running for a Republican presidential side of things, said that there's multiple people that can beat Hillary Clinton. He was on Hugh Hewitt's show, and he blasted Hillary, said, you know, let's hit the reset button here. That of this conversation that's been had over and over again about who can knock her off, there's a lot of people that could knock her off. That she probably will push her credentials as far as foreign policy is concerned, but he said that he would bring up the whole Secretary of State thing during the first 4 years of the Obama administration and say, give me one significant foreign policy achievement now or after you left. And look, I mean, you can't argue with that. We know that. If you send up trial balloons, they're going to get popped. Now, I mean, did she run around as the ambassador to the United States all over the place to the point that she looked like Droopy Dog? Absolutely, she did. She really beat a path from right to left and everywhere, you know, in between. I saw an interview with her once where she said, you know, you're dealing with liars, and that's what happens when you deal with some of these prickly people in the Middle East especially. But the Middle East is not stable. It's more unstable than ever. Russia, I just went into the whole Ukraine thing somewhat. Russia has been a complete disaster. There is no relationship with Russia happening right now. And I don't know, how are we viewed by the world? How is America viewed by the world? What would you say on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being the absolute best. 1 being not so good. I would say, you know, we're in the lower categories there. And why is that? I mean, do you pin that on a Hillary Clinton, on the Secretary of State, from Clinton to throw the baton to John Kerry? Do you pin that on the president? Do you pin it on policies in general and some of the disasters that have happened and how they've been handled? You think of the people that could run for the Republicans. Paul Ryan, Chris Christie, Mike Huckabee, I heard, really, really wants it. Rand Paul, absolutely, he's interested. He wants it. Clinton has 65% of the potential vote, is 53.3 percentage points ahead of her closest Democratic challenger, which, who do you think that is? Joe, I never give up. I want to be President Biden. But I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen. And then you look at if you wanted to pick apart other things that would be the Achilles heel, I do think the Secretary of State aspects would be fair game to say, well, what happened that was incredibly significant? And the Middle East would be a prime place to do that. Our relationship hasn't improved with Benjamin Netanyahu, that's for sure. It's gotten worse. And I mentioned Russia already, so I don't know that that would necessarily help her. But here's the bottom line. Hillary Clinton has a ton of fans. She has a ton of support. She's got Bill Clinton, who is an awesome campaigner. I mean, this guy knows how to charm, how to campaign, how to raise money, and she's got a lot of money behind her. And whoever runs on the other side, I think they have to be very clear as to what they stand for and be very, very good at debating, very good at debating, and not being a puppet of being have too many people pulling them in too many directions. If the Republicans were smart and are ready, they made one smart move by going to Cleveland for their convention. And I said this last week on America Tonight when we found out, wherever it was, that was fine. But by announcing, okay, it's going to be Cleveland and we're going to do the convention in June or the beginning of July, to not drag it out well into August and to not give enough time for fundraising and to bounce back from a couple of the debates. I would think there would only be a couple debates, probably not much more than that. And that would be interesting. I think if it's a handful of debates, it would be interesting. That was the problem. The last time around, there was just too much monkeying around with who's doing what, who's running for what, who's coming in, who's going out. I mean, I described it as a Republican beauty pageant, and it was. And I think that really hurt the Republican Party. But I see signs of that not happening this time around. And the Democrats are very focused. They've got their arsenal. They have the donors. They've got things lined up, things that they know they have to do. So equally tall to the task, this is going to be a barn burner, I think, once we get through those midterm elections, without a doubt. The thing that's on the tip of the tongue of everybody in this country, really, I say America Tonight, is like tuning in and finding out the buzz in the backyard. I don't care if you live in Sarasota, Florida, and you're listening to us, or you're listening to us in New York City or Austin, Texas. It's what's happening at the border. It's what's happening at the border. John McCain, a longtime senator from Arizona, says fly the illegals home ASAP. He's saying do it now. There has to be a halt to this. Plane loads of young people to be returned to their original country. These coyotes are making a fortune. The nefarious types have to love this because of the money that they are getting to traffic these kids over to the United States. And that's what's happening. The more money you have, the further north you go. It's terrible. Terrible. And in fact, John McCain says he's going to introduce a bill to require illegal immigrants arrested at the U.S. border to wear ankle monitors so they can be easily tracked by the feds. Do you think that's going to fly? Do you think that there's going to be enough votes to have people that come into the country illegally and they're in that processing point? Like some of the kids may be able to stay in the United States, some would be sent back, and then there are others that would and wouldn't be sent back. It's the same thing. Do you think they would really get that bill passed for an ankle monitor? What do you think of when you think of ankle monitor? I think of criminal, big-time criminal. And then you could say to yourself, well, yeah, wouldn't some of the people in that batch be criminals? Isn't that the problem that we're concerned about? We've had 52,000 illegal minors, and I think the number's higher now at this point for sure, that have been arrested at the border since October. Every day those numbers change. That's why I think the numbers are so much higher. Within 72 hours of their arrest, what's supposed to happen is they're turned over to the Department of Health and Human Services, right? Then they're supposed to go to these shelters. Then they get released to their family if they're there, or they're waiting to be at a deportation hearing in an immigration court somewhere. The Border Patrol admits that about half of the illegals who get a court date don't show up. So do the numbers. Run the numbers loosely in your head. Or I'll do them for you. It's not a good percentage, folks. That's why I think the numbers are so false. We don't know. This isn't like the turnstiles at Universal Park in Orlando, where we know exactly who's in and we know exactly who's out. We have no idea. We have no idea. And the other concern still continues to be, what happens to the kids that fall through the cracks? I mean, what happens there? The kids from El Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras. It's dangerous for some of them are so young. If they're in a horrible situation, the parents just think, wow, whatever they read about America, it's not the 30s, or it's not a situation where I'm just going to push them off. They have a note in their pocket. Some fabulous people are going to help us out, and they're going to get them to where they need to get. And that is so scary because I wonder how many have fallen through the cracks. How many? The rapes, the death traps that are out there. Kids, especially from Central America, that ride on the top of the train. They did a documentary on that. That's an eye-opener if you see that. I mean, what happens to them? So John McCain says ankle bracelets. What do you think? Coming up, LeBron James says yes to Cleveland. People are still talking about that. And the World Cup wraps up.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Still full of running, and he's Gonzo! It's Mario Gonzo! It's Super Mario! He might just have won the World Cup for Germany! That is it! Germany are the champions of the world for the first time since 1990.
All right, if you are tired of World Cup, have no fear, it's over. You just heard there, Germany 1-0 over Argentina. How about that? So they are the champions, 4 World Cups. I mean, I was, of course, pulling for the USA, as many of you were. It didn't happen, but what a finish that was, I think, pretty exciting, pretty interesting to, frankly, I think, a sport that has more than arrived now at this point. More people watch the World Cup in the U.S. than ever have in the past. Maybe that's because so many kids are playing soccer. More people were interested in it. Part of that is the USA thing and what were they going to do and all of that. But I thought overall it was pretty exciting, this World Cup. Matt, I know that you watched a lot of these matches. You might have actually watched even more than I did. And Germany was a tough, good team. We saw that from their meeting with the U.S., and deservedly so. Hey, they won. They have a tremendous coach.
They do, and that's actually, he was the assistant to Jurgen Klinsmann, who's the U.S. coach now. He was his assistant when he was the coach of Germany, so he kind of succeeded Jurgen. And I think overall, Germany is just a really good team. You have a lot of other countries that have these star players who are, you know, Portugal with Cristiano Ronaldo, Argentina with Messi, James Rodriguez from Colombia, but just these absolute stars. But then Germany doesn't really have that premier player, the number one guy, mm-hmm. and they just have a ton of really good. It's actually, I'd compare it a lot to the U.S. team, except for on a much grander scale where all their players are supremely talented, but they don't have a star player. It's kind of like the U.S. where they just play well as a team, and that's what Germany did, and they dominated everyone.
You know, I wonder if they'll be, I'm sure in Europe they'll be talking about this. So Germany wins the tournament, but Messi, who you mentioned, was named as the best player. I can't imagine that they, I don't know, you said it because they don't have that superstar guy. I bet they're not excited about him. No offense to Messi, who is an incredible soccer player. I bet they're not too thrilled about that, though.
And he's kind of controversial, even in his own country, because the previous star there was Maradona, and he, you know, had the hand of God goal, and they won a World Cup with them, and it's Messi hasn't been able to do that, and he's getting older now, and you're kind of, the window's starting to close, and there was a ton of pressure. I mean, even like up on the last free kick, as time was running out, I mean, I saw tweets of people saying that this kick could decide his legacy, and it's the guy's still under 30. He's got a lot of time to play left, and he's amazingly talented. He plays for Barcelona, who just they picked up the biter, Luis Suarez, so they're going to have an incredible team. They have Neymar, Messi, Barcelona, or Luis Suarez, just amazing forward. So his club team has done really well, and so I think it's mainly debated probably in his country about whether or not he can, you know, get the team over the hump.
Yeah, you said it, though. He's under 30, so there still is another chance. Next World Cup that we're looking at is in Russia, though. That's pretty interesting. I already mentioned maybe the controversial aspects of it politically, but it's a long time. It's, you know, 4 years that we're talking about. But how interesting switching from Brazil then to Russia, and 4 years is a long time. A lot can happen with the American team. A lot can happen, actually, with all of these teams, with some of the superstar players and other younger players that can make the team and be added and change the makeup of it. So it could be a whole new ballgame for many of them, I think.
And, I mean, just looking at the U.S., because that's where I focus most of my gaze upon as far as the soccer goes, I mean, 4 years from now, there are probably kids in high school right now that might be starting for the U.S. team in 4 years. And the talent coming up in the U.S. is getting much better as more kids are playing soccer. And you got to think that there's some phenom out there who's probably in high school right now, and he's going to be playing for the U.S. team and starting.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so that could be the difference maker. We, you know, at this point, we don't know. Absolutely. But it's over, and I think it was very, very successful World Cup. I think more people than ever were watching, and we'll see how that translates 4 years from now, because soccer, if it goes the way it's going, especially youth soccer, it should be even that much bigger, probably. Probably more people will be tuned in because some of the millennials, it's the aging process, and we're seeing a real changing of the guard, I think, with sports.
And next year we have the Women's World Cup, and the women's team's obviously very dominant, has been for many years, and it's in Canada this year, so it's a friendly time zone again. You talked about Russia. You know, the next World Cup for the men, it's going to be like the Olympics, where it's kind of all these crazy start times, so it's not so friendly to the people who are working during the day or the bar establishments that want to host watch parties. But Women's World Cup is fun to watch, too, and that'll be in Canada. So a lot of eyes will be on that, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of eyes in the U.S. on the story about LeBron James. A real shocker, I think, to some people and to some not, because there was always the chance he was going to go back to Cleveland. So he's gone. They didn't win their third in a row, the Heat, and he had the opportunity to take a deal with Cleveland, and he decided to take it. And, boy, the people were very excited to welcome him back. So the question then becomes, and the one that LeBron James keeps answering for all the people that ask him, is why are you going to Cleveland? What's up with the Cleveland deal?
I think it's an exciting time for myself. It's a question on behalf of being able to represent for the challenge.
How about Money, Money, and Family? Nice acoustics. There were so many people that turned out to see him in Akron, Ohio, is the deal. He's from there. He wants to represent, he says, from there. And that's the deal. That's part of what sucked him back in to going to play for his hometown, Cleveland Cavaliers, once again. Goodbye, Miami. Hello, Cleveland. And he decided this, you know, this was it. This was what he wanted to do. And that he had kept going back and forth in his mind about it. And ultimately knew he wanted to win, but he wanted to win in Cleveland next time around. So Cleveland is it. How about that? He kept his house in Akron, too. And he is very involved. I mean, as much as you could attack LeBron James for whatever, the craziness of the one-hour show and the whole King James thing, I suppose, he did start a foundation to help the kids in his city where he grew up. And he has done that, and apparently has done it really well. It's been there and been there for a lot of functions and, you know, that kind of stuff. So he says he kept coming back to it, kept coming back to Akron, and it wasn't easy to leave there, and now it wasn't easy to say goodbye and not take an offer. So he is back, and that's all you see everywhere in Cleveland, signs up all over the place about welcome back LeBron. So apparently the fans don't feel like they got the cold shoulder anymore, and now he's back. And what happens? He's gonna have to try to raise the roof, I suppose, in Cleveland. And people there are saying, listen, he can do it. We've known him since he's 8 years old. This is the time. Coming back now is the right time for him. I think that Pat Riley, the Miami Heat president, might have been a little surprised at first. I really don't believe that they kept pretty quiet about the whole thing, but I really don't believe that they thought he was going to go. That with Bosch and Wade and that whole team, that wasn't going to happen, that he was going to try to hang in there even if there was some changes. Well, it turns out it's going to be a very big change. Akron, Ohio, Cleveland this year for LeBron. Interesting. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.